Drew and George talk to people sometimes.
Hello and welcome. This is Drew and George Talk to People Sometimes. Oof. I am Drew Brooks. And
I am Drew Brooks.
No, sir.
Drew Brooks.
You're not Drew Brooks. Please.
Okay, I'll be George Basil.
That was identity theft for all you listeners.
It was that easy and it could happen to anyone.
Anyone is seriously susceptible and it's a sad thing.
I think we're talking too fast.
Okay, let's slow it down.
Okay.
Start over?
No.
Let's start it over.
No. Let's keep it rocking, dude.
No, it's digital. We can do it all.
We're wearing white t-shirts.
All right. This is episode 7, and we had a chat.
Episode 7, part 2.
Part 2, correct, sir. Episode 2, the sequel.
Yes.
Because we had a bit of a foul-up, but a good thing came from it. A really positive thing came from it. Still wearing the headphones. Sorry to everybody.
Sure.
You couldn't see that. But a good thing came from it, right?
Yes, I would say so. We recorded Allison Becker, who's this week's guest. We recorded her, a month and a half ago?
A month and a half ago, yeah.
Yeah, she was like, I mean, early, firsty.
She was the first episode, truly, of Drew and George Talk to People Sometimes.
And we had a lot of problems, and you had a lot of problems, and you continue to have a lot of problems, and problems are your thing.
Yeah, I mean, we can talk about the problems.
You got problems with problems, right. I'm wearing a hat right now with a tiny ponytail coming out of the back of it, so
it really
I have problems, too.
Is something, because you're sort of like if Willie Nelson had a skater kid, and that skater kid had, like, that aging disease.
Exactly. And his skater kid was like super old.
Like super old skater kid, out. But like he was only 13.
So what you're saying, I just look like a younger, older Willie Nelson.
Uh-huh. You look like a younger, older.
I do appreciate that. That's
if you could describe Allison Becker in 4 words.
Sure.
What would those words be?
She ain't not there.
Okay, you failed.
What are your 4 words?
But I like how you fail, my friend.
What are your 4 words?
You know what? You slide into plate breaking a leg, but looking slick as fuck.
Thank you, sir. And I'm safe. even if the ump is like, you're out, I'm safe. I'm not going anywhere. What are your 4 words? Let me redo my 4 words.
Yeah.
Beautiful, handsome, immaculate, Terrence.
Oh my God, I think you got a lower score. I didn't think that was going to happen.
I guess I downgraded it. Let me try it again. Hilarious,
yes.
Exensual,
absolutely.
Terracine.
Can't agree more.
And can agree.
And care agree.
Ooh.
Somebody at the door.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Let's see how
delivery.
This goes down. So Steve's going to answer the door right now.
There's a door.
But in the meantime.
Yes.
Oh, there's this delivery.
Yeah, no. This is perfect. It is.
Hey,
and what a lovely
how you doing,
hey,
man.
I have one more. I don't know who Steven is.
That guy's Steven,
Steven
right there, yeah.
No, don't worry about it.
No sweat.
This is great. This is good. My 4 words, let me do them over again.
Okay, quickly go.
Whole Foods Natural Market is
place.
How I. Oh, yeah.
Whole Foods Natural Market. No, that's right. Market. I'm sorry. Yeah. I fucked you up, and I apologize.
Why do you do that?
Because I'm a knucklehead.
Why you do that?
Let me do it really quickly.
Okay, you do
the
it.
Perfect guest, yo.
That's a good one.
No, she was really great. We had a fun conversation.
Surely.
She brought her dog with her.
Dignan is the best dog
Dignan
I've ever met.
Dignan is the best.
He really liked you, and you don't like dogs.
No, but we rode out.
Yeah.
Like, really hard. I rubbed a belly for, like, 45 minutes.
Yeah. That
even
dog.
To the point where I was sick of, like, petting the dog. Like, I was, like, sick and tired of it.
Yeah,
my hand was tired. I kept going because I was like, this dog is interested, and I must keep it interested.
Totally.
But my hand was getting a cramp. Not that I didn't like petting the dog. I love dogs.
It's unfortunate because Allison has an amazing... not Allison. Dignan has an amazing voice, and we spoke to him a couple times.
We did.
But we never got him on the microphone.
We didn't.
And that's the only part that I wish we had done.
You tried to get him on a couple of times, and I think, you know what, it would have been great, but it wouldn't necessarily have elevated it any higher than it could possibly go, because it hit the ceiling in terms of a conversation.
I think so. It hit many ceilings.
Yeah.
Delivery went well, Steve?
Steve, did the delivery go?
Executed
executed.
Oh, okay, so he executed that.
So that guy's dead.
Well, let's
hear the conversation.
And thanks for listening, guys.
Enjoy.
I'd like to first start out by apologizing to you.
Yes, well, please.
Allison Becker.
With an apology.
I want to explain what happened.
Because I don't know what happened.
Okay.
I was here before doing this podcast, and now I'm back.
Okay.
Doing this podcast.
We have had only two mishaps, really, in the production.
Incorrect. Life is full of mishaps.
All right, well.
I've had many
mishaps. I don't think you even know what I'm talking about, man.
Oh, no.
Did you guys erase my podcast?
Yeah.
It's not erased. But
did it exist?
Incomplete.
We didn't laugh once.
It was so...
Wow, it was just bad.
It was so dark that we didn't. No. It's incomplete. There were audio issues.
We had a mic go blank. We had a mic drop off of Lustig's into his lap.
Total amateurs.
Wow. You're dealing with total amateurs
keep
here.
In mind.
I'm just bummed because we had some comedy gold in there.
Oh, there's some gems.
That's the other thing is like so much of the gold was visual and it worked because we had cameras. Because
this was in the olden days of your podcast.
Yeah.
This was like a vintage recording. Because it was when you did it on camera.
Yeah.
It was like, it's a hallmark.
It's almost equivalent to like when Sarah Jessica Parker, SJP, in the early days of Sex and the City would do her voiceovers directly to camera. Do you remember that?
She broke the wall?
Yeah, she broke the fourth wall.
Whatever
the fuck those expensive shoes are called.
Steve Madden.
Oh, Steve Madden's.
Yeah, you're a real lady.
I'm not.
Wait, SJP?
No, I disagree.
SJP is what we called Sarah Jessica Parker.
I thought that meant something like WTF, like suck it, jang, punch, suck it, suck it.
Again, I'm having trouble believing you're alive.
Who's Sarah Jessica?
Do you really not know who Sarah Jessica Parker is?
No, Sex and the City.
Sex and the City,
she was the short one.
Yes.
Curly hair.
Yeah, she's the main girl in it. She was in Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
She's Matthew Broderick's
early wife. Early on.
Yes.
But she's also his sister. No one knows why or how.
No, you're thinking of the other girl who played his sister who was in...
Can I tell you where I remember Sarah Jessica Parker from? That movie with Steve Martin, L.A. Story.
Yes.
She plays this bubbly, like, real carefree actress lady in it.
Actress lady?
Right?
Wait, what was the name of the girl in Dirty Dancing? That's
sorry,
what I'm
that's
trying to
Jennifer
think of.
Gray.
That's Jennifer Gray.
Jennifer Gray played Matthew Broderick's sister in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
That's correct. She
that's
did,
what you're
yeah. And didn't Jennifer Aniston play in the TV version of Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Wow, don't know.
Swear
Forgot
to God,
about
I think
that.
She played Jeannie in that. Because I was obsessed with Ferris Bueller.
Teenage version of Ferris Bueller?
Yeah, there was a TV.
Not teenage. They've all been teenage.
Ferris Bueller Jr.
There's an elderly version of him.
On Nickelodeon? Okay, how influenced by Sarah Jessica Parker are you?
Not at all.
Then why do you have a tattoo of her?
I don't have a tattoo of her. Do you want to bring this back to your tattoo?
Okay, sure.
I want to tell all your listeners that you have a... I don't even know what you back full of one tattoo. What do you call it?
A back piece. They call it a back piece.
It's a back piece, but it's. I want to make it clear that it takes up your whole back. It's just not located on your back.
It's dumb. I got it.
It's not dumb.
If somebody said, "Where do you live?" and you don't say Los Angeles, you say Los Angeles. If you like took over the whole area, you owned all of Los Angeles.
The county.
Yes.
Wow. You. Have
it's dumb. I got it when I was 20 in Texas. Because I miss my family, and it's them.
Don't make me feel bad about it now.
Now you feel silly, don't you?
I miss
you?
My family, and
it's
I'm a good
okay.
My family's still gone.
I'd just drop it if I were you.
It hurt. It was stupid. I passed out a couple of times during the
process.
How
long did it take?
It was 4 or 5 hour sessions.
And then was your family like, we're so proud of you.
No,
thank you.
Like, no, my dad was like, I can't believe you got that.
But say that
back.
In Greek. What did he say in Greek?
No, he said it in English. Okay. My mom was just like, oh, hiyaro.
Hiero, that's your name?
Yorgo.
Hiero? Yeah. Say it again.
Dude, it's not Hiero.
Say it again.
Yorgo.
Yorvo. Oh, Yorvo.
No, it's not. It's a soft G instead of a V. Yorgo.
Yorgo. Yorgo. Yorgo. Like Yorgo.
Sorry.
If I were a terrible American, I would say Yorgo.
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 I've met your mother.
You have.
This is how I met your mother. I met her, and the truth is she has two kind of responses to anything that you say or do. Yeah. One is disappointment, which you just did.
Like, oh, yeah.
Oh,
no.
And the second one is why.
Yeah.
Those are the same.
Just disappointment, like, oh dear. And then the second one is
nice. Why? Hybrid of them.
Yeah.
Do you? You know Greek because of a friend of yours.
I don't know any Greek. What? Yeah. You just took me 20 tries to pronounce one word.
And why all the Greek tattoos on your body?
I have no Greek tattoos on my body.
You don't have any tattoos on your body?
No, I have no tattoos. Do you have a tattoo?
I have one tattoo, yeah.
Is it of George's family on your body?
Yes, it is. It's the city. It's the city of Boston. No. Have you ever thought about getting a tattoo? Oh, better
yet.
Yes,
I have.
Were you part of the craze that got the tongue ring?
I got a tongue ring. Oh!
This is the greatest day of my life.
You clickety clack your mouth all over town.
I did. Clickly,
okay, clickly. That is so real because that was
the
very
90s.
Yes.
Why? Was it just like an adornment thing?
I'm 37, so this was the 90s.
It was
90s.
Like a sexual thing, though.
No, it was like a rebellion thing. I was like, I'm going to, you know.
Yeah, it was a rebellion thing.
Did you ever do nose pierce or eyebrow pierce?
I did like the top of the ear.
That's a cool one, too.
And then the tongue, which
did
I had for quite
your
a while. Did I stretch my tongue?
Yeah. Don't they do that?
No, your tongue goes back
muscle.
To normal,
yeah,
right?
It's actually, you can still see a little bit of a scar.
Yeah. I can't. No.
But it's
she
a
just,
muscle,
by
so
the way,
spreads.
For the listeners. For the listeners.
I just stuck my tongue out.
She unlatched the top.
I took my pants off for no reason.
Why does that keep happening? Anyway, so you did that. Can I ask you a question? When you went to get it done, how was that day? Was that like an audition for you where you were just like panicking in the car all the way there?
No, this was like, I just broken up with my boyfriend.
Oh, you did this for revenge.
And then
everything around.
And then this is so embarrassing. I was such a different person at the time.
I want to see this movie.
I can't believe I'm telling you guys this. I went on a date with, this is a good movie. I went on a date with a guy because I was just like, I want to go on a date with a new guy. I'm sad. And
how long was the relationship?
The one, like a year,
okay,
but
no.
It was college, so it was a long time.
So that means everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I went to school in D.C., and I went on a date with this guy who was, like, older than me, and we drove, this was the night before I got my tongue pierced, we drove to Virginia, which is, like, when you're in D.C., it's like, we're driving over the border to Virginia
sure.
for no reason. We drove to Virginia.
Georgetown.
And we went to this bar and I entered a bikini contest.
Jeez, get out of here.
I swear to God.
That sounds like a Harold Ramis movie.
They gave me $100 and then the next day I used the money to get my tongue pierced.
Time out.
Wow.
Time out.
That was just like an adventure of impulses.
Yeah. We also broke into that same night on that date, we broke into the National Zoo.
Oh, what the fuck?
We climbed over the wall, and I remember this guy, I was like in such a rebellious mode, and this guy was like, what are you doing? We're gonna get arrested. And I was
amazing.
Like, fuck you. And I jumped over a wall and landed in like a marsh, like a mosquito marsh in the middle of the zoo. Oh,
and this guy had to follow you, and he was falling in love with you every step of the way.
Yeah, but now he's like boring, and like, this was like a guy I went
he
on a couple dates.
He was boring then.
Yeah,
you
he was
took
boring.
Him.
Yeah, you were like, watch this. It's like doing card tricks and having just somebody be like, you're magic. That's great.
It was a great night, guys.
So in that, can I ask you a question? Was that one of the like big breakups of your life?
Yeah, but now I'm friends with him. Now he lives here and I'm friends
awesome.
With him.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad that
he's a
that,
comedy writer and yeah, we're friends.
It worked out. That's beautiful.
I guess it worked out. Yeah.
I guess it worked out. Can you even remember what we talked about the last time you were here?
Yes.
You've got a good memory, then.
We talked about tampons.
Yeah, we talked about, well, I
we
was going to get
about
to that.
A lot of
we didn't just
things.
Talk about it. I have to let them know that you brought
you
like
scared
visual
the living
aid
shit out of Drew by pulling one out.
This
and
was
then, like,
I have told so many people about this since that happened.
I feel terrible.
I had so much fun with you guys because I'm like it is interesting if you're a woman and you are familiar with tampons and you ask a guy questions about them. How little the dudes know. Like why would they when they're in your defense.
No personal been, use, but...
you, Drew, you are adorable. You got so uncomfortable when we were talking about tampons that I pulled one up and explained how the applicator worked, as any guy would, I think.
Uh-huh.
But I just feel like as comedians, there's very few things that embarrass us, and you were just like, I can't
I don't know why, but you could throw a pie in my face, and then, like, and you could tell me later it was, like, the worst pie. Like, it was made of chemicals.
It was a pie made out of semen.
Yeah, or something like that, and I'd be like, well, you know, that's fine.
Life
but
happens.
For some reason, you broke out that tampon with such... You had such care in it, and it freaked me out.
I think it's probably a control thing because you guys are like you can own a pie, but it's like that's something I have no control. I have no familiarity with that at all.
Yes, yes,
totally.
And I grew up in a household of women, so I don't know how that works.
But you
out.
Never put a tampon in for them.
No, I never did. I
if you
literally
said yes,
shut
I, would,
the door.
I would just get up and leave. I'd be like, I can't handle this.
When is that acceptable?
It's not. It's just not.
It's just not. I agree.
Okay,
I agree with that statement.
Do you guys have sex with girls while they're on their period?
Yeah. Right away.
He's not. You're not answering.
I won't answer that question.
I do right away.
You're fine with it.
Yeah.
See, I like...
You hate it.
Every guy I've dated has been like, yeah, I'm fine with it. Because yeah. dudes, I think, just like sex more in general. They're like, pretty yeah, much. Let's do this. But I'm like, I just feel gross at that point.
Dudes like sex more than women?
I think women like it just as much, but we don't need it. We don't need
it's
to do it.
It's not a requirement. It's not like
I like ice cream, you know, after a meal. Like, that's good. But you guys like want to eat ice cream all day. And I'll be like, well, eventually...
It's going to make you
sick. My vagina's going to hurt if I eat that much ice cream.
That's true. That's a good metaphor, ice cream. I never thought about it that way. Yeah, it's ice cream.
I don't mind it because it's...
Oh, George, so we're sorry. We got off.
I'm back. I'm back.
George is like, I want to talk about period sex. Yeah, it's very important.
It's just another physical element of us as
right,
humans.
But it's
just another... Fucking
yeah, but so is poop. You're not going to have sex in poop.
Yes, I will.
Oh, God.
I will have sex in poop.
As you know what? Some people, in all seriousness, probably are into that.
Into what? Poop sex?
Yeah.
Yes. There's there's a thing for everybody.
I think everyone is secretly into pooping.
Yeah.
Are you into other people pooping? First of all, girls don't poop.
Yeah, I agree with that. Wait, I agreed the last time you were here.
Did we talk about poop?
We went into this. Yeah, I think we're doing the girls exact same poop. Conversation.
Great. Girls do this.
Have you guys? Maybe I talked about this last time. But have you guys heard about Poopery? This is a product placement.
Is it the underwear?
No, but I've heard about that. Yeah. Is that the underwear that cuts down on fart smell?
Yes.
Yeah.
It does
for men and women.
Well, women don't fart, but if we did.
But if you did, you would be like,
thank you for upholding that argument.
There is a product called Poopery, and it is a bathroom fragrance to cover up the smell of bowel movements. But it is...
Sorry.
Oh, whose phone is buzzing?
Sorry.
I thought mine was beep, beep.
Just as you.
But guys, you spray it before you go. So you spray it, and it makes this film on the cover of the surface of the water.
What?
So then the smell doesn't come through. It's fucking amazing.
That is actually genius. You actually sat up and got pumped about it.
Wait, my poop though coming out of me and going into the water doesn't. What happens to that smell?
That's so minute. It's not going to do anything.
So it's only. It's like not.
Yeah, that's just your poop like running through the room real quick. Like, sorry, I gotta run. Can't talk.
Don't smell.
Hold on.
Don't smell. 1 sec. That's Poopery, huh? Is it like a gel? I want it.
It's like a liquid because you spray it like a hairspray.
Oh, it's like aerosol.
That's
but it's
the
not
only
aerosol, like pump hairspray. Sorry.
Oh yeah, that's the only. Honestly, it was weird that you brought that up because I was like, is it environmentally friendly? Because if so, this product should be everywhere.
My first thought of it, or my first fear of it, was: is it not necessarily environmentally friendly, but is it okay to breathe in? Like, is this bad for me to breathe this in? But then I'm like, it can't be any worse than poop.
Not true.
I like your logic.
Should
it be built into the seat? That'd be fun.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think
you
it should
could
be.
Sell those toilet seat covers.
I think so.
You guys, he just slapped his knee and then rubbed it like a dad, just like just landing a great joke.
I finally
joke.
Found the deal.
Have you guys used a Japanese squirt your butt?
I want to so bad.
Yeah.
I have not used one. Have you used one?
No.
It's good.
I would assume that like you're one of those people that if you ever won the lottery, I mean this in a loving way. If you ever won the lottery and like
those.
you would like forget to like pay your mortgage and stuff, but you would have like Japanese toilets in every room.
Yes.
Flat screen TVs, no couch. Yep. You didn't buy the couch yet because you're like looking for the perfect couch.
Looking for a Japanese couch.
Right. But it's like you have just like
one in the shape of a basketball or something unusual.
Yeah.
You spend the money in all the wrong but all the right places.
Most definitely. And that's where it's most worth it. Those little things shoot out warm water onto your butt.
Yeah, I've actually been in, I think I was in a place in Vegas that had it. And
you think you were in a place in Vegas?
I don't know where the place was, but I remember the toilet because it was like, really jazzy. And it had like setting, and then it had a button on the wall to do that very thing that you're talking about.
I was only like, in Japan for a layover.
Uh-oh.
So I was only in the airport, and they did have toilets that had buttons on the walls that could, instead of actually flushing, just make the flushing noise. So it would cover up this, if someone's embarrassed to pee and to hear you pee and
holy
you want to
shit.
Hear the flushing noise.
How about an air raid siren though?
Right?
That'd be amazing.
Exactly. But it was just like flushing noise, but we don't want to waste the water and actually flush.
Wow.
So here's just the noise.
That's kind of good.
Because you can imagine like Japanese girls being like, don't hear me pee.
Yeah.
I don't talk to all of them. Is that racist?
Yeah,
I just feel like they're adorable. Like,
if there's any place for that, it would be Japan. Japan would have that, and it would be totally acceptable. I agree. Are we
Allison
having technical?
Yeah,
I dropped my mic. Let's start over.
Okay.
I'll come back next week.
This would be amazing.
We'll have the cameras ready.
Great. You guys, My dog is sleeping under your coffee table.
That's right. You brought your dog, who's adorable, who you have a voice for.
He has his own voice.
I'm sorry. He has his own voice. Can we talk to him real quick?
No, he's sleeping.
You don't want to wake him up.
Yeah, I'm sleeping, you dumb fuck. Leave me alone.
Sorry. Go back to bed.
What, you think my eyes are closed because it's sunny in here?
He's a real jerk.
He's a real jerk. He is. I'm sorry I bothered you, Dignan.
Did you guys grow up with dogs?
No. Did you?
No dogs, no tampons.
Carousel. We had dogs disappear, yeah. Dogs came and dogs went. I know.
Maybe you disappeared. Maybe that was just a dog doing a podcast somewhere going, yeah, I just had so many different dads. They just came and went.
I remember this one. Young boy, no back tattoo.
Is that how the dog talks? He's got a very booming voice.
He does.
He's a voiceover artist.
That's very, very professional.
This has been Dog. Have a good night.
Amazing.
And remember, bow wow.
Keep going.
I have a picture of my. I sent you a picture of my back tattoo because you requested one via text.
Oh my
and
god!
And I pulled
I
my yankers
one via text.
Up. Woo! Halfway
by
up my
yankers,
back.
He means his underwear.
Thank you.
My tiny blackies.
Because first of all, don't call anything blackies. Second of
they're just black tidy whities. So hence tidy blackies.
Second of all, I had to explain what yankers were because no one else except for you calls underwear yankers.
Sure.
If anything, I would call that like a group of men who jerk off a lot. Look at them yankers.
I pulled up my yankers. I pulled those pants up over my like. I love hand. I like, pulled it up
they
halfway
were so,
up my back.
Can you shout out some URL that when people are listening, they can
see yeah, this we're going to just post. We should post.
Can I put
this
it on
picture.
Instagram? And do you feel comfortable with me putting it on Instagram?
That's heavy.
For real?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We have it on tape.
All right. So it's on. Yeah. Now it's on record.
By
I'm going to put
reaction,
it on Instagram.
I probably shouldn't.
The Allison Becker. Please
said, for real?
Go check this out.
This is going to ruin
George's
me.
Back tattoo with back, his underwear.
My back is hairy, and that's what I'm ashamed about.
Oh, that's not what you should be ashamed about in this picture. That's the least of it.
Be ashamed of your yankers.
You do look
yes,
like a crazy old
that.
Man.
Were they? Because I remember when you sent it to me, I was with two of our mutual friends, mm-hmm. Megan Neringer and Jill Donnelly.
What's up?
What's up? And we started talking about your underwear because were they black tidy whiteys or were they boxer briefs?
Black tidy whiteys.
I've never seen those before, and I. Not the way you were wearing them, but I like the idea of them.
Yeah.
You've never seen those before?
No, I've only seen tidy whities, which I like tidy whities. I've seen the boxer briefs.
You like them? Like,
yeah, I'm the only girl who likes them, though, so don't count
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
don't
yeah.
be
That's
like, well, some
like,
girl said you
liked
them.
Hang on a second.
Yeah. I just, there's something like...
So that Breaking Bad scene where he's like in the desert and his tidy whities?
No, that's
with
not
No, saggy, like poopy tidy whities.
Yeah, I'm talking about like, yeah, poopy's bad. But like, there's something about tidy whities that's just like, you feel like the guy just got done like doing construction or something.
This I don't think.
You're attaching a very manly quality to like just an underwear for older people.
Straight up older people because they're more supportive.
I wear tidy blackies. That's as close as I'll get.
But I like the idea of tidy blackies.
Yeah.
These are really, my dad sent these to me. So I think they're
TMI.
His size.
You know what that means?
Nah.
Just the SJP
Sarah
part
Jessica
tape.
Park.
Yeah. So, do you know what TMI means, Dad?
Too much info.
Yes, he got it. Good.
Dad got it.
I wear my dad's underwear because he sent me some. They're
Wait,
from.
They were his?
I don't know. That's
you don't know.
They came in a package.
Disgusting.
From Jeff. Greece.
We got
that
a problem.
Were, like,
were they
it was
is
like,
an open package?
Yeah, they weren't. I didn't unwrap them.
Why would he send these to you?
Because he sent a bunch of shit. Chocolate. These
I understand
tidy
that.
Blackies.
I don't understand that. Next item.
But wait a minute. If your mom sent you this, like, yo, these are dope, would you like throw
My mom
on
would never say, yo, those are dope.
Okay.
But
yeah.
That's what my question was. He sending it to you because he's like, oh, I know you like these and you can't get them there. Was it like, oh, these are great, you should
yeah.
try them? Was
yeah.
it I bought them, they don't fit me?
Yeah, these are great, you should try them. But I don't know if he wore them and then were like, these are great. George would like these.
That's
I'll
disgusting.
Send these.
The idea of that is disgusting.
That's right, yeah.
Just him checking himself out. You know what? In the mirror. You know
I'm
what? George
take
would like these
off. I'm gonna send them to LA.
Because yeah,
priority
and he's sending
mail.
Them from Greece, right?
Yeah, from
so that's
Afghanistan.
Another thing.
He's sending them
from Afghanistan. So it's not you're just like, oh, he'd like this, I'll send it. Like you've this
I
is
could
expensive.
Go to REI and buy these in
oh,
Santa
God.
Monica.
But you said those are the Rolls Royce.
But who wants
whiteys.
To drive to Santa Monica?
I know, yeah, send them from Afghanistan first. I don't want to drive. And I won't go there to buy stuff.
Nope.
But man, they are the Rolls Royce of undies.
Yeah. You've bragged about these before.
The Rolls Royce of undies.
That's why they stretched all the way up to my armpits.
But did you stretch them out after you did that?
Probably.
So you're saying you got the Wonder Bra of men's underwear?
Yeah. No, because it doesn't do anything to promote my junk.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The Wonder Bra promotes junk.
Yeah,
that's right. What I call my tits, junk.
Junks. My junks.
Those junks.
Hey, nice junks.
Sweet junkos.
Do you have a Wonder Bra?
I used to have a Wonder Bra. I mean, I have push-up bras.
What happened to the
push-up bra? Is the same thing,
but the
right?
brand, yeah. That, I don't want to say technology, but that like style and design became the norm for a while. Although now I'm a big fan of, I feel like you guys are going to look at my boobs now, which you can. I'm wearing a push-up bra now.
Impossible. You're wearing
when
like
you
a
wear a gown, you need push-up bra, right? Like anyone
yeah,
wants
depends.
To bring up.
Yeah, yes.
Bougie-law.
But I normally wear just those like American Apparel little tank things because they're comfy. But they don't do anything
instead
for
bras?
Your tits.
No.
They don't like push them up or make them bigger.
Right.
But
right.
they're comfy.
I felt like it was like a bustier in the 90s.
You would wear a bustier.
I would wear a bustier.
As if you were like...
Every day.
I think you would.
A brassiere.
A brassiere. That, is your, have your parents ever recommended anything weird like that?
You wear the same underwear as your mom?
Like, are your mom and you like super close enough to where she would like this?
No, she
Tampax?
Would never. Oh my God, no. She never. Still haven't gotten the sex talk. I'm still waiting.
Does your mom have a sex toy?
My mom does have a sex toy that I found once.
No!
Yes. But it was one of those things. Well, she'll never listen to this. It was one of those things where I found it. But I was too little to know what it was.
Yeah.
And then, but I just kind of knew, I was like, this is, I knew there was something like wrong, I felt wrong about finding it. But I never, he closed the window as if his neighbors are going to hear.
Thank you for making sure everybody knew that.
Portal closed.
Good job, George. But and then years later, I was like, oh, that was a vibrator. That's what that thing was in, in the
and
drawer.
And you knew it. You knew it when you saw it. It was
no,
like, I'm in it.
I didn't know it was a vibrator, but I knew something was.
You found, but
I was like,
you
this,
put it together later.
Yeah, I shouldn't know about this because it was like hidden
it's like a
little.
A cigarette.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
ooh, totally.
Oh, man. So
did you guys have, did your moms have vibrators?
I don't think so.
No.
I hope they did.
I don't think so.
And I don't think they did.
I don't
they
think
did.
My mom knows what a vibrator is, to be honest.
See, but that's what I would say about my mom. My parents have been together since the sixth grade.
So my mom's got
They're
a collection
late
60s, of them.
And I was like, even now, like thinking about it, I'm like shocked because she's so old school.
Yeah.
She
what?
Took calligraphy
so
classes.
School.
What did they do when
to
you
remind
had
yourself.
Did, what?
What did they do when you came home with a pierced tongue?
I hid it for a long time. And then when they finally saw it, they went apeshit on me. Apeshit. Like, my dad was like, I'm so disappointed in you.
Yeah.
It's so trashy.
Oh,
and I'm like, but I'm going to Georgetown getting straight A's.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
No shit.
You get wear look Amish and get F's.
Yeah.
That's what you should
that's
do.
What, that's what the you ideal, right?
Be
yeah.
Amish,
but in their defense,
F's.
That's what I want as a parent. I'd be like.
True. Now it's bumming me out more than ever. Seeing people behave like that, I'm just like, oh. I saw a group of guys downtown. I was walking downtown, and they were one was on top of the other guy's shoulders, and they were like crossing a sidewalk and
they're
being incredibly
sex.
Irresponsible.
Just drunk.
And just wasted.
Yeah.
And they were younger. They were obviously underage and stuff like that. And they were crossing a crosswalk, and I was like, it's not your turn. You're gonna be careful. Like, I felt like, be careful. And
that's
I was like,
what I, that is exactly what I say when I'm on Cahuenga on a Friday or Saturday night, and you drive through that like Hollywood
yes,
area.
Yes,
and there's
yes.
all these girls with like,
it's
and,
like a
you know,
club
have,
row.
Yeah. And they have these girls, like, they have great bodies,
they're
a lot of
beautiful.
Them, but they're wearing these like huge heels, like the trashiest,
unbelievable.
Dress. Yeah, that's probably just
my
like
eyes
a tank
can't
top.
Not look.
Yeah, and like their vagina's hanging out.
Yeah.
They're wasted. All the guys around them are like strong and wasted.
Yeah.
And, like I'm like, and every time I look at them, I could see them looking at me like, oh, old bitch, you're jealous. And I'm like, no, I'm worried.
Just
where is your mother? You are going to get raped. You are
for
in
sure.
Hollywood.
It's,
you are
you're
going
just
going to
get swallowed up by the there's going to be a band of rape, and
like,
it's just going to swallow you.
New York is like definitely way safer than LA because there's people walking around and there's more foot traffic.
There is
things.
A person to look and be like, no,
exactly.
Yeah.
Hey,
but
wait.
I also did some. I got by on the skin of my teeth.
Sure.
I did some dumb shit as a young drunk person.
Yeah.
And that's why I want to share it with them and be like, don't. You're going to hurt yourself.
Totally. Especially with the advent, like going to Coachella is not bad, but then I thought about like I was seeing somebody's photos of it or whatever online, and I was like, oh, these people are really young and obviously very stupid.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's...
But at least we didn't have Facebook when we did it.
Oh, man.
So nobody saw it.
Oh, yeah. That's true. We got away with it. Oh my gosh. Are you online constantly?
I'm not on Facebook. I've never been on Facebook.
Congratulations.
Did you do MySpace?
I did MySpace, yeah, and I did Friendster. I actually loved Friendster when it came out in
New
York.
Why did you love Friendster?
Because it was the first of its kind. Got it. Was like the first thing to really work in New York. Wow. And like cool, normal people were on it, and you would just, and then it went crazy. What?
Take that.
What are you happening? Here? Okay. Is this how you want me to hold my microphone?
No, but
George just walked over, walked to the other side of the couch and pointed at what I thought was my nipple. And then I realized he was pointing at the microphone.
Point, like, we'll tie it to yours.
We're just
like
worried technically. He's worried because
he's happening. Right. He's right.
He's very, right. He's justifiably panicked, guys. Oh, God. Now we're having a whole issue happen.
Did everybody hear that?
I'm just checking the stats.
Guys, I've never worn a microphone before. I've been an actor for 10 years.
I think that's perfect.
Oh, God. Okay. I'm Allison Becker. I don't know if you've been hearing me for the rest of the earlier part of the podcast, but I've just fixed my microphone.
Thank you for bringing us, and we're back.
Bow Wow.
Your Instagram's bang.
Hey, thanks. That means a lot.
Yeah, it's
my
really
Instagram's
cool.
Banging. That's what my new Instagram description is going to be.
What is it?
It's a quote from you. My Instagram's banging.
What is it?
George, you don't know what Instagram is?
Yes, yeah, I know, but what's the name?
Oh. It's just the Allison Becker. It's
the
just
Allison Becker?
Yeah. Only because Allison Instagram. Becker was taken. I'm not trying to be a dick.
Who took Allison Becker?
Probably Allison Becker. Chances are.
She
that's
seems
her
like
name.
The person that would do it. That's
the
like
Allison
suspect.
Becker at Instagram.com.
No, that's not how the internet works, Dad.
That's how do I email
at Instagram.com?
Yeah.
And we're back. This is
we're back?
Yeah, and now we're back.
Yeah, it's great, but nobody knows that we left. Are you going to explain what happened?
Oh, yeah.
I am. I'm going to explain that we had a technical difficulty again, but a different one.
Well, here's the thing.
Yes.
Nobody believes me on this, but they're starting to. I have that thing where, like, electronics fail around me.
Oh.
I have that thing. They don't work. Like, every time
you have the fire starter.
Like, what happened to my computer? I'm like, nothing. I just touched it. Yeah.
You have psychokinetic energy.
Yep. Like, I go to the Verizon store, I'll be like, there's a problem with my phone.
Wow.
And I'll be like, I kind of have a thing. And they're like, oh, people always say that, or girls always say that when they don't understand. I'm like, nope, it's a thing.
Do you believe in the Zodiac?
No, I don't, actually.
Okay.
But I like to read it for fun.
It's fun, right? It's a really, I get a hoot out of it, but there's...
Astrology?
Like when Mercury is in something, then you know it's trouble for the next couple days. That's watch your back.
Or you have an excuse to blame it on, something to blame
it
on. Isn't that also your, Zodiac is also a way to say your readings?
Your readings.
Oh, yeah. Like your chart?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. I like to read it. It's fun.
I actually secretly, it's hilarious to me. And I love to be like, to read it and be like, that's not at all what's going on. Or maybe it is what's going on. And that just happens to land correctly.
Right. But it is scary. Like, I have been to psychics and stuff. And
you have?
I believe in that stuff a little bit. And
that's
I'm
fun.
Like, some
Why
of them, and you've been to good ones. I've been to good ones and I've been to bad ones. But like the good ones, you're like, wow, they're on point.
Yeah. Your dog is on the couch sniffing my leg.
Is that okay?
Totally okay.
Because you said it really passive aggressive.
Yeah. So, your dog's here.
He's looking for crumbs.
I want a therapist fortune teller.
That's not me.
Fuck.
That's not me. Oh, can I just say that I know where we left off?
Oh,
and it
was,
you were talking about Twitter and we were, the last question I talked about with you was, are you on the internet a bunch? Are you doing a lot of stuff? And you said, I'm only on Instagram.
I'm on Instagram and Twitter.
Right.
I've never been on Facebook. And, we should tell your listening audience, however, that while we were on our break,
while we took
batteries,
a break,
uh-huh. We convinced George Basil to, drum roll please, join Instagram.
That's the theme song. It's by Merv Griffin.
I'm very excited about
it. We came up with an idea that I don't know if George will execute, but the idea for his Instagram is that
this is 100% real, by the way.
Yes, this is what we talked about for the past, I don't know, half hour.
Yeah.
George will post pictures of people that he murdered, but pretend to murder.
Right.
But
no.
Leave.
That's not part of this deal
but then
at all.
Leave
I murder.
A joke on each one of them.
Like a written joke on paper has to be left on the body
on the
or the corpse of everyone you know.
And he'll be known as Drew.
The Funny Bandit One.
Funny Bandit One.
Because the Funny Bandit is available.
He just wanted to be a one.
And so he just wants to be that much more unique and special. A serial joke killer.
Exactly. For real, George is on Instagram now.
For now.
He probably does not even have a follower yet. Be
no.
His first follower at Funny bandit. One. Or is it underscore one?
Underscore one.
Oh! Even that's another depth of
sometimes group jokes confusion. Are just the best.
Yeah.
Because no one will think it's funny.
Yeah. I don't know. And I apologize to the listeners who are going, what the fuck are they even talking about? And then I commend the listeners who know that that is three levels deep of an inside joke.
God bless you.
And thank you so much.
I also got coffees. Well, you guys were very nice and bought me a coffee.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
I do that every day for the rest of my life. If you needed me, yes.
Well, not for the rest of my life?
No. Far past your death.
Well, let's explore this. If I die first, you're still buying me coffee. Who are you giving it to?
To your grave every day.
Pouring
out my grave? No, I'll give it to you.
So that it's like a lush cemetery, but then right around my grave is just black.
Just a bunch of Starbucks cups and like a black hole.
Or let's flip it around. You die first, and then I have years, coffeeless years.
Yeah, well, you'll have to figure out.
That's morning.
That's morning, yes.
Right.
Ooh.
You would mourn me.
That would be a cruel trick to plan.
Coffee in morning?
Just be so amazing to them that when you die, they really miss you.
That's not a trick, by the way.
Like, you're just taking care of them all the time. You're like, you're unpaid assistant.
That's evil masked in kindness. That's evil masked in kindness. That's terrible.
I want more about the tongue ring, because I'm fascinated. I sold...
Did we talk about that, or is that part that got cut off?
No, we did. That's we got there. Into a tongue ring as well. I love it.
What do you want to know about it? It's just it was a dumb thing I did.
Yeah. I sold jewelry in Maryland.
Of course you did.
At a mall.
You're Greek. Of course you did. Did you try and scam people?
No.
Were you paid on commission?
No.
Was it a kiosk or a storefront?
Kiosk.
Okay. Was it like gold jewelry? Like fake gold jewelry?
No, it was like stretcher jewelry.
What's stretcher jewelry?
Mm, isn't that like when you stretch your shit out jewelry?
Oh, gauges. Like gauges. Yeah. Okay. You sold that?
Oh,
yeah.
That. Okay, okay.
Fucking wild. Another.
Okay, so it was like a lot of like, wait, Commander Salamander?
Yeah.
There was a Commander Salamander in D.C. when I went to school there.
That one?
But it wasn't in a mall. It was on
I worked
Wisconsin
at the kiosk
out.
Of that store.
It's like a head shop.
What I had.
It was like the first Manic Panic or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, like Hot Topic.
Right.
A little more hardcore than Hot Topic.
They sold bongs and stuff? Punk.
They, I don't know if they sold bongs. They may have. But a little more.
Water pipes.
But when I had a tongue ring, I would like buy like blue wigs and like rainbow bright leggings.
Oh, yeah. So you had like, a whole, you were a raver. Let's face it.
No, I wasn't a raver. I wasn't doing ecstasy. I was
little
just like,
gothy.
I was just like.
Because rave culture was big over there.
Yeah, I was just a little rebellious, I think.
Okay.
But how did it come out? Anime? Because rainbow stockings and blue wigs were.
I just like dressing fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. It was a little punk rock. Like, I went to a lot of punk shows and stuff. But I was just, you know.
Did it? Did you feel it getting out of hand at one point? Did anybody ever mention something to you? And
no,
be
that
like,
was like my jam. Like, I'd wear platform sneakers.
Oh, yeah. With the extra rubber on the bottom.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then whenever I took them off, people would be like, you're so tiny.
So wild.
It was just the style back
then. It was
then,
the style.
Like, yeah. Yeah. I really liked it. I was really into it. But I was at Georgetown, which is a politically liberal school, but otherwise very conservative. Mm-hmm. With a lot of people in khakis and
Ivy stuff.
Yeah. So it wasn't Ivy League, but that style.
Oh, it's not?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I'll be the first to say. But it was, yeah, I definitely stuck out like a sore thumb.
Mm-hmm.
People were like, why are you wearing that? And I was like, it's fun.
We talked to Erin Gibson about JNCOs or something like JNCO
jeans. Oh, that was something she mentioned in Texas, but is that, are those pants?
Mm-hmm.
She's from Texas. I'm from Jersey, so it's a little different.
Okay.
Big raver pants.
Yeah, like real wide leg.
Oh, yeah, the really, really wide ones.
Yeah.
I remember those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you find yourself going to any of those, like, DJ, like...
I never got into like house music and stuff.
Yeah,
I was into more, and I still am. I like punk and like hair metal, like cheesy '80s hair metal.
Oh my god! I was just listening, like I was at the bar last night, and there was a guy listening to heavy metal, and we just talked about Iron Maiden and like Megadeth and stuff like
that's
that.
That's great.
Like,
yeah, see, even that's like a little heavy for me. I like the pop.
Like Green Day, you like?
No, I like Bon Jovi, Jane's Addiction, Poison, Guns N' Roses.
No way!
Like anything of that, like Skid Row, Warren,
okay. Poison.
I said Poison, but yes.
But you said Poison? Okay.
I believe
and
I said Poison
for sure.
Yeah, I love all this. I've seen Bon Jovi in concert 22 times.
No way.
22?
22 times, yes.
Allison.
What?
Becker.
What?
22 times you saw the same man that now has short hair that used to have long hair?
He's very handsome.
Very Come handsome on. Man, yeah,
He'll be
yeah.
handsome forever.
He will be handsome forever.
And that's some Jersey business, right?
Oh, that's super Jersey.
Yeah.
In his house?
No, I've never been to his house, but I want to. Bret Michaels is from Pittsburgh.
The wrestler?
No.
Was it Bret the Hitman Hart Michaels?
No, Poison.
Poison. The lead singer of Poison.
Oh, skinny pop.
He has a show about being in Vegas and like
being in love.
Around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he had an aneurysm on his, he had... Did he have an aneurysm?
No,
I
don't.
He has diabetes.
Skitty, but.
Oh, he does. Okay.
He may have had an aneurysm. I don't know.
But didn't he... last thing I remember hearing about it was like, Bret Michaels had an aneurysm, and I was just like,
he's
what?
He's so nice.
He's the nicest guy in the world, right?
Super nice.
Yeah.
Did you want to kiss Axl Rose?
I've never met Axl Rose. I've heard he's not a nice person.
No, but I mean like as a young girl.
I wanted to kiss Sebastian Bach.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Skid Row.
The lead singer of Skid Row.
Yeah.
Although looking back at it, I'm like, he just looks like a beautiful woman.
He is.
I was probably a little gay.
That's great.
I am.
That's great.
Which I'm fine with.
Totally be cool.
But
with that.
No, he was a beautiful woman. Like that.
He had a beautiful cheekbones.
Beautiful cheekbones. He wore makeup like... I think like guy rocker makeup now is different. It's totally. A little more like guy liner and black nail polish.
Guy liner.
But in the 80s, it was you just wore your makeup like a woman.
Right. It was.
Soft and.
Yeah, soft and pretty. Had that long, beautiful hair.
Yeah, I remember seeing Duran Duran and I was like, why do they look the way that they look? And then I'm like, oh, they're wearing women's makeup.
Yeah, just.
That's it.
Yeah.
And the hair too, like being feathered and so manicured, the hair made it look like very bouffant.
Have you guys ever seen or heard of Steel Panther?
Yeah, the tribute band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of what?
They play, they're a tribute band of just that style. So they play like some Def Leppard and some
of
like
80s
Poison.
Glam rock.
Yeah. And then they'll also play their own stuff. But they're funny, but they're also good. Really good.
They're really good musicians.
And they still get girls to take their tops off on stage. It's like
bravo,
amazing.
Bravo, gentlemen. Way to go.
They're nailing it.
Because that's the extra stuff.
You should go see them. They're fun. They play at House of Blues like
and
every
week. And there was a...
They're called Steel Cage Match?
Steel Panther.
Oh, God, Dad.
Yeah.
You guys should have been here.
I'll go to bed.
Everyone in America who's listening, I wish you were all here when George was setting up his Instagram.
Oh.
And he takes a picture and Drew just says nonchalantly to him, oh, you should make that your profile pic. And George goes, what's a profile pic? And the look Drew gave me, it was as if I was his sister and he was like, fucking dad doesn't know what a profile pic is? It was not a bit. It was just a genuine look.
It was real. It was genuine. Enough. Like, I put aside the funny.
I should really... also say that there's one member of this party who is now laying on the couch pantsless and getting a head massage.
Yeah, you guess which one it is, but you'll
it's
be wrong.
It's Dignan the dog.
It's Dignan the dog. And he is
he's
chilling.
He's loving that, dude.
Yeah.
He's super relaxed.
He's super chill.
Commander Salamander, working in the kiosk.
Oh,
people
yeah.
would come in and be like, I have this piercing, tongue, lip, eye, fuck, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then they'd be like, I'm stretching it. First time I heard it, I was extremely sad by it. I was like,
why?
I didn't understand the body art thing yet.
But wait, before, can I back up for a minute?
Yeah.
When you were hired for this job, didn't the manager say, so, wasn't there a bit of training? Or it's like,
here's
so
what we do here.
Things, certain people will request stretching.
No, really. This lady
and here's how the cash register works.
This lady that was telling me what was like, this is the jewelry section. I look down, it's got weird, like, you know, three level like knight goth fucking dragon rings.
Right, a familiar, I guess.
Yeah, those like full things. And then gauntlet finger rings from like famous people or some shit. And then
you're like, you're explaining things as if you're like part elderly man, part infant,
and part alien.
Part alien, and you have part dementia and you don't speak English fluently. Like there's some substance on some level, but I don't know how to get
it. And I can see your brain working.
It hurts.
Yeah, I know.
Can you see the pain?
Well, the smoke is coming out of your ears.
She looked over here. She shows me display. She says, this is our jewelry. And I look at it and I'm like, okay, sounds good. And we walk over here. This is this other, you know, this is our wigs. This is our little magazine section.
Yeah.
What else did those fuckers sell?
I am listening to you. I just want to explain if there's anything cling clangy. It's my necklace. Just to add further technical difficulties. I'm going to take it off. Keep talking.
Okay.
Now, so that
you do know. You do have a problem with electronics.
There's
you
got a problem. One guest taking off for jewelry.
And the other guest is eating.
Are we back in the dog
pack? Getting ahead.
This is dog, and I'm out.
So no, I didn't know. And to for someone to come up young and be
sorry,
like,
sorry,
I have this thing and I want to make it bigger. I'm wondering, did you stretch your tongue out?
No, I think that's so dumb and so gross.
It's weird.
Also, I didn't know that people did that with their tongue. I thought that was only an earlobe thing.
Yeah.
Only an earlobe.
But people
thing?
Are doing. Well, you don't know now?
No, I don't know.
You worked in the industry.
I know. I was in the biz. Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but it's like tools where the big, the smaller the number, the bigger the item, or no? Is that reverse?
I have no idea.
I thought it was the higher, like a higher gauge is tinier.
Yes. Yeah. The like 00 is like the biggest. 0 is slightly bigger.
And then 1. So how do you make, so who decides what the biggest one is? To start with 1 seems like you're limiting yourself.
No, but you start
but they're adding 0 and 00, I guess.
Yeah, and I think when you get pierced, for example, you have like a standard bar and
right.
bolts or whatever.
Oh, that's...
It's like 13 or 14
okay.
size.
Mm.
So then you go down.
Did you have ear piercing services at
no.
the kiosk?
Oh, really?
Did not.
Okay. That would be a tough one for you. I could see you,
well, you would
somebody
gets in someone's eye, definitely.
I kill somebody.
Somebody would be like, hey, can I get my ear pierced? And you're like, I think they told me about that.
Sure, you get a
oh,
free...
Oh, sorry, I was supposed to sterilize
that. That's just like some Chick-fil-A I got on it.
Oh.
There was a Chick-fil-A in that mall.
Did you guys ever have your ears pierced? Or
yes,
pierced?
I did.
Both? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, both.
You're beautiful.
Both is rad.
Thanks, man.
Because
yeah, I feel like,
dude.
Like I grew up at a time when it was like, if guys got one ear pierced, it was very much like, you gotta do the left one.
Right, 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 right.
It was like,
right. This one means straight.
Yeah. One of them meant you were gay, which is like,
right.
So offensive to even think that was
yes.
an issue. But
yeah.
I guess it was.
I didn't get it.
Maybe I mean I'm theorizing here, but maybe it was because like it was less acceptable to be gay at a time, so
it
people
definitely
were using
was.
Like some underground code of like.
I know
so.
Because having two, I got people like.
Yeah, two was also gay.
Well,
people were like,
makes you look like a woman. You're
and
a woman.
I'm already a woman, so
yeah.
it makes me look like a really nicely dressed woman.
But now I like two. I like two on a guy.
Yeah.
I like a guy to be a little rocker.
I think it was too early. For the piercing itself, for other little bratty kids to be like, oh, right on, you got your ear pierced, no problem. So they had
yeah.
to disseminate between like, we'll make something about it not cool.
Right, right, right.
It's weird
uh-huh.
still. We're getting used to it.
Or
cool.
maybe it was just the first people that did it, like Tommy the cool kid got it, and they were
right.
like, oh, it's so cool. And then Greg the dork got it, but he did it on the wrong ear, so
like,
oh, that ear's bad.
I love the ears too, dorky. That origin video needs to be made, by the way,
yeah,
of
exactly.
like the first time people thought the left one was gay. The video.
Caveman. Sure.
Maybe just and, a gay guy was the first one who got it.
Yeah, and he was like, whatever, Tim, you thought you were cool. That would be the best. I'd love to watch that go down.
Did I got my ear pierced with a one use only gun?
Yeah.
That a friend of mine did, and it was the
one
second.
Use only gun. That
yeah.
seems like very
like, seems suicidal.
Sound.
Also, it's like it was like
disposable
a little plastic
gun.
Disposable.
You know, we're probably very close
stud.
To that, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Guns.
Like, yeah, because
okay.
of the 3D printers. Disposable.
For
guys,
the listeners,
he's a real human. I just
yeah.
want you all to know that
yeah.
This is all just so honest and
I'm
real.
Totally different when I'm a dad.
Yeah. No, he really does flip a switch.
You're always a dad, George,
I'm
just so you know.
Oh, my dad is. Disposable gun, second used of a one-time use of a disposable gun.
Bad idea.
She put, my friend Molly, used the first one on her sister and then was like, did you want an earring too? And I was like, yes.
Her. Molly,
I
you're just the best.
Thank you, Molly.
She's the best. And then we took a regular stud out of her world of jewelry and put it in this disposable gun. 14.
Okay.
Yeah, that was about the same age.
Yeah, something. My mom didn't, you know, she was very Greek, didn't want anything to do with it.
Nope. My parents were really unhappy.
Tink. Put it in my ear. We were going to a Green Day concert. Bang. Put it in my ear. Stops. It did not go through.
Oh no, because
me
it didn't.
Too.
It was really?
Like, well, I'll tell you. We'll give you one.
Had to push it all the way through.
Uh-huh.
More blood than should have been. Like more everything. And Molly was very upset. She was just like, I can't.
The pain was unexplainable.
Yeah. Yeah. And then go to a Green Day concert. Shit falls on my.
So it never did anything.
No.
My parents are very old fashioned and very old school and traditional. So they were like very against certain things, but then there was a time when we like lived in Europe for a couple years and
mm-hmm.
for some reason they were just like, my mom was like, whatever, you can drink, it's legal here, and like was like cool with everything.
And now I get that. I get that
yeah.
your parents had that phase.
Exactly.
Yeah, go ahead.
But at the time, like my brother was like dyeing his hair weird colors. He was like a big skateboarder and he wanted to pierce his ear. So like we were in the living room one day and my mom was like explaining to me how to pierce his ear. She's like, oh, my girlfriend did it to me when I was 14, whatever.
Really?
So I'm putting a piece of ice on my brother's like a year and a half older than to me. Putting a piece of ice on his ear to numb it.
Yep.
Because it was nice. And I took one of my earrings that was a piercing earring, which is what you need because it's like really sharp.
Big and sharp.
And I started to go in and it pops, you know, because when it breaks the skin, it pops on the earlobe. And then it was hanging out. And then I just started going, and I ran away and the ice is numbing off. And my brother's like, fuck, I got it. And he's freaking out because he's like such a wimp. And my mom had to finish it.
That is amazing. You ran away.
I ran away.
Well, the dude should be like, hey, thanks for the help. Click and put it right in there.
No, not my brother.
No way. I thought somehow I could walk into my home with that earring in my ear. And for everybody to just be like, oh,
hey, cool, Drew.
Nice.
You
it does look cool.
Wait, oh,
Was it just your parents or were your sisters disapproving?
No, my sisters, I think one was home at the time and she just came up to me and she was like, oh, no. Don't, because we don't want to see it happen. We don't want to see mom.
Aww.
So don't. Aww. Yeah, they literally pleaded, I think, that one sister. And then I was just like, I'm going to like show them how cool it is and then they're just going to understand it. They're gonna get it. They're gonna get it. And my dad
flipped
out. Just flipped. I don't think I had seen him like that up until that point in my life.
How old were you?
I was around the same age, like 13, 14, 25, 26.
Did you take it out?
Yes, I took it out.
Because you had to. Yeah, 13, 14, I feel like, the way I grew up anyway, like I had to take it out.
You took your tongue ring out?
Well, I was in college when I did that.
Okay.
I told my parents. No, I just lied. I told them I took it out for years, and then
you would just take it out when you go home and shit.
No, you can if you don't play with it and it's far enough back, you can't really see it.
Yeah,
yours was on your tonsil.
Yeah, it was on my tonsil. It was.
You got a tonsil pierce
in my esophagus.
Yeah, it went the same color as your tongue.
Exactly. And a trachea too.
But they also had a clear one you could put in, so it shows up less. So sometimes I'd switch it with that when I went home.
But you clicked it around a lot.
I didn't.
Never.
You weren't a clicker.
Person that played with it.
Yeah.
Good for
but
you.
Then they saw it again years later, and it was the worst.
Really? It was the worst, right?
It's the worst. They were so mad at me.
Yeah.
For the lie. Is what it, did your brother call
you? No, because I had it. What does my brother call me?
Yeah.
Most people in my life call me Al. It's weird, actually, because when I lived on the East Coast for so long that when I moved here, I introduced myself as Allison, but I never like, well, you can call me Al, because that's a song. But
also, that's a song.
But I was just so used to it that it is weird. Most people back home call me Al. My parents and my brother sometimes will call me Allie, but I don't like it.
I noticed. Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I just want to call you Becker. Did people do
Oh, yeah, Becker's the other, yeah.
That's just what was in my brain.
Because of Tony Danza.
Because Tony Danza.
wrong actor, you know that, right? Ted Danson?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Ted Danson.
Also back home, Becker, because it's a Jersey thing. In high school, everyone goes by their last name.
Absolutely.
People call you back home, Becker.
Becker, yeah.
Back home, Becker.
No. Back home, people call me Becker, period.
Never in your life would you have to explain that sentence. Never in your life.
Capital B on period. Al, okay.
We're Becker.
That's fucking funny.
We're back home, Becker.
Were there any nights, did you get in trouble as a kid? Did you get into wild times? Did you ever have to like go home with like, you know, like a police officer or anything like that?
Once, yeah. I grew up in the middle of nowhere. So, like, there wasn't even a stoplight in my town. It was all farms in Jersey.
Oh, wow.
It's not like you could sneak out and go places. But one night, a friend was sleeping over. She was bad news. And we snuck out and walked literally 2 miles past cornfields and met these boys who were walking 2 miles from the other direction.
Bad.
We met at the middle, right in the middle, which was our school, our middle school. And we just, like, hung out with them. Wow. And I can't remember if I must have been like 12 or I must have been like 13. I think I was expecting
kisses.
To have my first kiss that night with this kid. And he was like going to, and then some neighbor that lived next to the school. There's like one farmhouse in miles.
Yeah.
He was going to, trust me. Everyone was talking about it. We were having like three-way calls about it. And like, it was a big deal.
Three-way calls? Hold on, someone's coming in.
Exactly. but yeah, the neighbor, the only neighbor neighbor within like a 1 mile radius called the cops because we were being loud, and the cops came, and they were terrible cops. They put handcuffs on us.
Oh my gosh.
They pointed guns at us, put handcuffs on us, threw us in the back of the car, drove us to the police station, and then called my mom at like 2 a.m. and was like, "We have your daughter at the police station."
Oh my God. Can I shout out to those cops right now, wherever they are? And say, come, what, come really, on. Dude? Come on, man.
Scaring kids, I have to say, though, is
fun.
Very rewarding.
But if you guys grew up in small towns, then there's this weird phenomenon where cops in small towns don't see a lot of action. Mm-hmm. So when they do, they get like really, really aggro. Mm-hmm. Like I've heard there's like some of the safest cities have like the meanest police because they're just like...
Makes sense.
They're ready.
They're ready to...
They got into it for one thing and it never happened.
Exactly.
That sucks.
Yeah, I'll go into a small town with you two guys and we'll cause some real trouble.
No, that's not what we said.
That's nothing.
How do you get from there
just make a major
to
drug
there?
Deal
seriously.
You are like...
Funny bandit
underscore
one.
By the way, the love of my life, Dignan, my dog, is just asleep so hard on you right now, Drew.
So hard. So hard.
He's so comfortable.
So dead that I'm lifting up his paws and playing with them.
Dignan loved me.
He used to love George. No more.
No. I don't think the beard, I don't think I looked as crazy.
I don't
know. No. But you look like a dog. Because your face is covered in hair.
Oh, my God.
An adorable dog.
What an adorable dog.
If you were a dog, what kind of dog would you be?
Sharpie.
Sharpay?
Mm-mm.
A Sharpie marker?
True. Four paws? Yeah. Hi. Welcome to reality.
It's a Sharpie.
Black
Sharpay.
Labrador would be my dog of choice.
A black omnivore?
Yes, an omnivore.
I would be a Sharpie. It's a mix between a Sharpay and a Queepy.
Oh, really?
What's a Queepy?
It's a bird that looks like a penguin, isn't it?
You can't cross a dog and a bird.
You can't cross it.
I can't cross it.
What dog would you be?
I would be Dignan Becker.
Yeah.
Scrappy little male dog.
Super funny.
But that would be because you love yourself so much as a human. Because
I love him so much, I'd be sacrificed myself.
Oh my gosh.
He's the best dog in the world, guys. No big deal.
I recently...
See how he barked at the mail lady?
Yeah, he's very protective.
Yeah.
Very sweet.
Very sweet.
Got a lot of emotion, got a lot of personality.
Oh, levels, really.
His whole little body jumps into this.
Yeah, it does. It like turns.
Yeah,
that's so cartoon-esque.
Did you grow up with dogs?
Yeah, I grew up with a dog named Teddy, who was a Bichon Frise, and then a dog named Buddy, who was a Cairn Terrier, a little bigger than Dix.
Jeez,
is a Bichon Frise French for bitch on freeze?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Next question. When I was a kid, I was told it meant cute and fuzzy. But now I speak a little bit of French, and I don't think that... I think frise means like frizzy, fuzzy, but...
Mm-hmm. It means kissing the fuzz, right? Kissing fuzzy? Kissing fuzzy.
Kissing fuzzy should be your alternative Instagram name.
I don't know what Bichon means. Maybe... I mean, we could look it up, but I'm not going to.
Have you ever watched that show, Too Cute?
What?
See, sometimes you're a dumb dad.
I guess. Yeah, I guess it's my turn to feel the fool.
It's a TV show.
It's a TV show that was on Discovery, I believe, or Animal Planet. And it's just a show. Okay. It's a show that's now on Netflix for stoners. And it's just puppy litters and kitten litters. And they make it out to be a reality show. And they bop back and forth between their homes where the litter is.
Are you serious? Are people doing voices for them?
No, they'll just be like, this is Elsie, and Elsie's a 4-year-old golden retriever.
Oh, I thought
today
it was like,
is a special day for Elsie.
I thought it was like one was like the sheltered white kid and one was like the gay boy, and it was like they were narrating.
No, but
like,
can we agree that if any
that
of us get
idea.
Fuck you money, yeah, that happens.
That's what we make.
That's the show
I
we
think
make.
We should just do that anyway.
Can we make a dog reality show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone. Okay, now on this day, May, what is it? May 8th.
George Basil joins Instagram.
George Basil
we
joins
Instagram. The best show on television.
The best show on television.
That's
that
what we
runs.
Call it.
Yeah. that would be the name of it. And thank you. And you're welcome. It should be the best show on television. You're welcome. That's what the show is. This is the greatest idea I think I've ever been a part of.
We're doing the voices,
We're
bitch.
Doing the voiceovers.
Where have you been? You're playing the stoner, FYI.
I honestly, when you said, we're honestly going to make a doggy reality show, that's the line I checked in on.
Yes, and because it's so
what's
interesting.
What's the line that you checked out?
Bichon Frise.
Bichon Frise.
Bichon Frise. I was like, ding dong.
I really like that phrase, though. Bichon Frise.
What is a bitch? Is a Bichon Frise like, Okay, this is what I'm. This is my pitch for Bitch on Freaks.
Okay.
She's like a woman in her late 30s who's like, she's freaking out about not having kids, and she wants to freeze her eggs. That's a bitch
okay.
on freeze.
Okay, what's yours? Because I have, okay, that's pitch number one. Pitch number two, George Basil, what's Bitch on Freeze?
Mine is a woman standing in a line, and she's getting frustrated, and she finally has had it because it is hot in that room, and she lets someone have it, and she starts like
so an angry woman who's too hot.
Oh,
she's
having with a
hot flash. Hot flash,
is
angry
she menopausal?
Woman. But then, as her hand comes up with this like Martin Lawrence wave, with like no,
you did.
Someone goes freeze, and she's like, she's stuck
okay,
like
I
that.
I don't know if that her thoughts scenario exist. Is like common enough to warrant. A, like,
yeah, that's a rip. Yeah, that's
because I don't know how many times that's gonna happen.
I know, but that would be a great move.
I picture, my pitch is, it is a phrase used by only the coolest pimps in the 70s to say that one of their hoes is not available. So that if a John comes
like
up.
It, like it, like it, okay.
But she'd be like, a white guy comes up and he's like, excuse me, is Celeste available? He's like, nah, that bitch on freeze.
Sorry,
is she on Celeste freeze because she's freeze. Like having lady time?
I think he's upset with her and he doesn't want her to work.
Oh, okay, so she's like on a pay cut, on furlong.
She's
is that what it's called, furlong?
Furlong.
Not Edward Furlong.
You just
furlough.
Got Edward Furlong.
Bitch on freeze is hooker furlough.
Yes.
Okay. I got it.
Thank you. We've just established so much in this little time that we've talked. This has been amazing.
How long has that been? Like an amazing.
We're right around the time.
Amount.
We're right around
What's
the time.
Your time.
We've come to a time.
Hour.
We don't have one.
And you killed
I
it.
I just made a motion like I was like, we killed it.
We
like
did. It should have been on
well,
freeze.
Yeah, it was like a DJ.
It was.
Bitch on freeze.
What do you have that you want to plug, darling?
I am in an upcoming season of Newsreaders on Adult Swim.
Hell
awesome.
Yeah. What is that show?
Oh my God, it's so fun. It's like a fake news show, and I play a character named Xandra Dent, who's kind of making fun of that like G4 type girl host that's like, I know all about iPhones, but I'm really sexy too. And like she dresses like cosplay.
You all want to play video games and...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. In your underwear. she's annoying, and it's the best character to play. It's
that's
the most
so
fun,
fun
character I've ever played.
Yeah, that sounds...
To, like, wear crazy wigs and whatever.
G4, what is that?
Oh, Dad.
I know, darling. I know.
The show is on Adult Swim, but that's what we're making fun of.
Okay.
I have a radio show on T Radio V that both of you have been guests on.
And it's an awesome show. I highly recommend checking
like
it.
I didn't feel
like a guest.
You didn't. I felt like an enemy.
And I'm playing in a basketball league with
what?
A lot of your female friends.
That's very true.
Our but, girlfriends?
Yeah. Not Hannah.
How's your record?
Yeah, yeah. We have lost 3-1-1. So that would be
What is the name of the league?
I don't know the name of the league, actually. Our team is called No New Friends after the Drake song.
Mm.
You guys should come. It's every Tuesday night.
I know. I have
to
miss the last one. I'm so
it's either 7, 8, or 9. We rotate times.
Right.
But a lot of you have a lot of friends on the team.
Yeah, and I could come with a little girl that would like to one day be a basketball player.
That's
you
such a good idea. That's
yeah.
such a good idea. Lula would love that.
She'd freak out.
She's
a little late though.
LP's on our team, and she brings her son Jones.
True.
LP.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren Palmigiano.
Okay.
You know her. She's the best.
Yeah. She's the best.
I mean,
and
Jones
that
is a lot
kid
younger, but,
is
oh
the
God.
Best.
He's so fucking adorable.
A little boy named Jones?
Jones.
He's so
after
cool.
Harrison Ford?
He looks, sometimes when he laughs, he looks just like Billy Dee Williams. Mm-hmm. And I go, why aren't you mine? That's what I think.
She and her wife just adopted him. My mouth is full of macaroni. Side
yeah.
note.
So good.
No, you did it. You got like a big old cheek.
But I don't know.
Basketball
I think his name
league.
Was Jones when they met him. I don't know if they gave him that name. Mm.
Where do they put information for the league?
I'm putting it on your podcast right now.
Right now.
How do I get
want,
that
information?
What? Like a website.
I'll put you on email.
Is there an email?
I'll put you on. I will email you personally.
Can normal people come and buy a ticket?
George.
It's free. It's at a rec center.
Yeah.
Wait,
if you had
Tuesday
a basketball.
Tuesday nights through July.
Yeah.
At the Alpine Rec Center in Silver Lake.
Okay. Alpine Rec
The address
Center.
Is 227 North Lake Street, as in 227 the sitcom. That's how I remember it.
Well, don't you start.
Jacket.
It's
Bitch
just
on
for
freeze.
Fun. We just do it for fun. Bitch on freeze.
There's no benefits. Go.
Sometimes, some weeks I don't play, and they're like, where's Becker? And they're like, oh, bitch on freeze. Also, I'm terrible. There's a couple girls on our team who are really, really good.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Betsy Koch from Funnier Dies on our team. She's really good.
Yeah.
I could see Betsy being real
good. Yeah,
she's
real
slammer.
Competitive,
yeah.
too,
yeah.
in a great way. I am not good, but I have a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
So I'm fun to watch.
Attitude is everything.
99% of the game.
It's probably like a good 20%.
It's a good 20%. You're right. It is not everything.
You're not going to get in the NBA on attitude.
No. Who is there a squad that is coming off like they're the New York Yankees of... that.
I feel like you could have used a basketball team reference.
Yeah, I could have, but like, who's
or
good?
WNBA team reference. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
Is all there right. a New York Liberty?
Great question, George Basil.
Thank you.
Nice job.
I'll put it on my Instagram.
There's two teams. Actually, last week we played, or this week we played the Lady Huskies. They're very good.
Oh. Are they from Connecticut?
That's what I thought, too. He's referencing UConn.
Thank you, everyone.
Listeners.
For the customers.
They're pretty good. They're amazing. I don't know. They're not any comedians on that team, though.
Then it's not really worth
but
it.
But we almost
so
got close.
They're a ringer. They sound like a ringer.
Yeah. Can they
There's
be
like
real
two or three teams that are like hardcore players. Then the rest of us are mostly comedians mixed in
so
with some players.
Yeah, so
fuck
fun.
These people.
All right. And can you, what's your Twitter handle?
At the Allison Becker. It's my same as my Instagram.
Oh, right. We already
but I really like to promote at @funny_bandit1.
Yeah.
He's
yes.
really new on the scene.
I'm going to get a great. Picture of you dead.
Okay.
Murdered.
Dignan and I can both play dead.
With Dignan.
I would also like to say thank you so much for showing up again, dealing with our technical
Guys,
difficulties.
I'll come again. I had so much fun.
This is the best. Thank you so much.
My
thank
car
you.
Service didn't arrive at my house, though, so I just drove myself.
Oh, we'll have someone take you halfway home.
I think the batteries are dead.
Great.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
I want to know if you weren't well.